Hey guys, it's your boy Ulil. I'm gonna be rebranding this podcast. I don't want to call it Primo anymore. I don't want to just be talking to Spanish Americans, Mexican Americans, first generation audience. I want to reach all millennials, and so I'm gonna be calling this podcast Modern Millennials. I will start doing a daily podcast. I went on vacation and I was interviewing a lot, so I really had no time to do the podcast for the last week and a half. So I'm finally in a place where I can really devote some time to this. So I'm gonna be rebranding it to Modern Millennials. We're gonna talk about soccer, life, culture, and that's what's going to be happening every day. So thank you for listening. If you've listened to this, I hope you enjoy this. I hope this is a platform for you and I to connect and to talk about things going on in our world. So what's been going on in my life the last week and a half? I went on vacation with my family. It was amazing. It was awesome to take some time off and just hang with my family and laugh and drink and party and rest and regroup my thoughts. And so that was kind of most of last week. And then I interviewed a lot for different jobs, and I ended up getting a sales executive job at Dealer Spike in Wilsonville, Oregon, which is awesome. It's a little bit of a commute for me, but it's okay. I can do it. I think it's a good challenge and it's a good next step for me. So that's what's going to be going on, in the near future. And so I have a few weeks before I start, so I'm going to be diving deep into this podcast, trying to figure out what is the best way to tackle this platform and to tackle this podcast. And I hope over the next few weeks we have amazing conversations. So leave me voice messages. I know you can do that on Anchor, so if you listen to this, leave me a message. It'll be cool to connect. I'd love to connect with some new people. Awesome. So on today's podcast, we're going to be talking about three things you can do to improve your interview skills. I think interviewing is definitely a skill. Over the last month, I've probably had about 25 different phone interviews, about 10 in-person interviews, 5 second round in-person interviews, and 3 offers. So I've gotten a lot of practice. I'm a recent grad, and so I think this is very good advice for people who are going to be in the interview process in the near future, as a lot of graduations are occurring. And the number one tip I have for you is to practice in a mirror. When I was applying to jobs, I had a lot of recruiters hitting me up on LinkedIn. So if you have any recruiter on LinkedIn that's helping you with the job and trying to pair you with the company, tell them to practice with you for 10 minutes on the phone. Ask them to ask you 5 challenging questions that you have to answer in 30 seconds. This is what I did with one of the recruiters that I finally accepted an offer with. And she was a day before the interview, we have like a practice interview. And I had never done that with another recruiter, and it was the best thing ever. She asked me questions that I didn't even think about. And when I was interviewing, I started realizing that my strength, which is my confidence, was becoming my weakness, because I was so confident that I could go in and just wing it and do a good job that I wouldn't practice for 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes and do great at the interview, which was really stupid, because there was some amazing roles I could have gotten if I would have just practiced for 10, 15 minutes. Okay, so that's tip number one, practice. Tip number two, when the interviewer or the hiring manager tells you to ask you the question, tell me about yourself, which is either the first or second question that you start talking about. And when they ask you this, don't dive into your resume, which is something that I was doing for a long time. When interviewers would ask me, hey, like, tell me about yourself, I would be like, hey, my name's Ulil. I'm a recent grad from Portland State University. I studied marketing, and I'm a Portland native, and I've been working at Off the Pitch. And then I'd go into like everything I've done off the pitch and all the accomplishments, when really I should have been like, hey, my name's Ulil. I'm a Portland native. I'm a recent grad. I love soccer. I am a soccer junkie. I have a soccer blog. I love to travel with my family. I love to barbecue with my family in the summers. I love to run in the mornings. I love to work out at nights. I love to watch Netflix series and then do like little bios and write little comments in a blog form about what I watch. I really love to read. I love to read biographies. That's what I should have said. I should have told them about who I am and then go into my resume and all my experience. Because as a recent grad, we don't have a lot of experience. So our strength is our personality, is our ambitions, is our goals, is our personality. And if we don't talk about that, then we are not giving ourselves a chance against other people who have more experience, who are a little bit older, who you know, aren't going to bank on their personality. They're going to bank on their skills and their experience. And being able to come off like someone who would come in and be a really good fit, be someone who's going to be enthusiastic, be someone who's going to be positive, and be someone who's going to be a good addition to the future of the company, not just the next few years, is really key. So if they ask you, tell me about yourself, really tell them about who you are and what you love to do and what drives you and what are your passions, your ambitions, and your goals. And if you do that, it will be way better. It will be a way better interview than if you just like gave him 10 seconds about yourself and then dove into your resume. So that's tip number two. Tip number three, and this may seem silly, but just dress really well. Even if it's a casual company, dress like, at least if you're a guy, wear a coat, wear a button up. You don't have to wear a tie. Wear some khakis, wear some really nice shoes, but wear a coat and be, have your clothes dry clean if you can afford that. Have it dry clean, have it be pressed, have it be pressed really nicely. Just come shaven, come very clean, come very professional, come with the folder, come with extra resumes, and just seem like you walk in like you're the boss, and you'll do great. So those are my three tips for today. I'm just going to be doing random things, trying different things on the podcast. So if you like what I'm doing, please leave me a voice message. I'd really love to connect with you. And if you listen to this, I love you. You're awesome. Thank you. Thank you for listening. This is amazing. All right, guys. Stay hyped. I'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.